There is a beautiful but sad story about Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahneman and Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi Herzog. After the Holocaust, they searched Europe for Jewish children hidden in orphanages and convents, even though people told them there were no Jewish children in any of these places. They would walk into orphanages and convents, recite the Shema, and see which children knew the prayer. Many Jewish children responded to the Shema with the rabbis, and because of it, they were found and able to live Jewish lives. The Shema before bed is a rite of passage for Jewish children. Since the night my children were born, we have said Shema as a family. It will always be part of their bedtime routine, as it has been for me. It has actually become a form of my meditation, and I can already tell it is part of their meditation. While prayer and meditation seem similar, they are different. Prayer involves praying to a higher being. Meditation is more about focusing on yourself and your inner dialogue. Together, they can help you become more centered. It is important that while you are healing yourself, you understand that there is a higher power that can guide you, too. My favorite prayer is the Amida, reciting the line, "Keep my tongue from evil and my lips from lies," three times a day has kept me in check throughout my day. I also love the silent part of the Amida. During the silent part, I feel like I am meditating. While I was going through infertility, I learned that we pray silently during the Amida because, while Hannah was struggling with infertility, she silently prayed as hard as she could. People thought she looked drunk. Her prayer was what gave her personal strength. Every Shabbat, when I light the candles, I always say a long, silent prayer. I have noticed that my daughter has been doing the same. She is only 8 but has already learned the power of silent prayer. The words we pray are in a sitter, but how we feel and what we think behind the words is very individualized. We can meditate on certain words and prayers to help us through our day. Meditation and prayer can help improve our sleep, focus, and mood. An article in the Wall Street Journal, The Science of Prayer, reported that research has shown that both regular prayer and meditation can help reduce pain. Thankfully, there are 3 opportunities to pray throughout the day. Agam Berger, a former hostage released after 482 days in captivity, has publicly said she leaned on the power of prayer to get her through captivity. She even had a sitter left behind by a soldier, which she used to help her through her day. Prayer can help us shift our focus away from our hectic day and fears and give us hope, as it did for Hannah hundreds of years ago and, in the present, for Agam Berger. When it comes to prayer, meditation, or a combination of both, it is vital to find time in the day to set intentions. For a Jewish person, prayer is essential because, no matter where we are, our prayers are the same. They can connect us not only to GD but also to each other. If an American goes to a synagogue in Brazil, they will still know the prayers and tunes. Prayer and synagogues can make us feel part of such a powerful community. Being part of a synagogue can help people feel safe, even though in this world, people often feel unsafe in buildings. However, in the building, and through prayer, we can all lean on each other 3 times a day. As we continue to pray for peace in Israel and throughout the world, let us remember the words of Agam Berger. I have chosen the path of faith. Dana Fine is an acupuncturist in the Chicago suburbs. She is also the author of the children's book, Finding Balance.